Chapter 5. Advice from a Caterpillar. The caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
Who are you?
Said the caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly.
What do you mean by that?
Said the caterpillar sternly.
Explain yourself.
I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least I know who I was when I got up this morning. But I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that?
Said the caterpillar sternly.
Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir, said Alice. Because I'm not myself, you see?
I don't see, said the caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly, Alice replied very politely. For I can't understand it myself, to begin with. And being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It isn't, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet, said Alice. But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will someday, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I should think you will feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit, said the caterpillar.
Well, perhaps your feelings may be different, said Alice. All I know is it would feel very queer to me.